Welcome to the show, everybody. On today's show, we're going to cover just how much the media hates you and wants you to die. We're going to get into the ICE protester who was murdered by an ICE agent after she tried to run him over with her car. But first, let's pour one out for Scott Adams, who has died after a battle with prostate cancer, which he admitted he believes came after he took the clot shot. Shout out to Scott Adams, the creator of the Dilbert cartoon, more famously known on the right for saying, "Stay the fuck away from black people." Scott Adams passed away, and People magazine ran this headline: Scott Adams, disgraced Dilbert creator, dies at 68. And what's nice is People went through and found out how People magazine treated O.J. Simpson, a literal murderer, got a nicer eulogy from the people at People magazine. So they hate you and they want you dead, especially if you dare to speak out against the white genocide that is blatant, unless you are an absolute moron or you just hate white people and you want to pretend like it's not happening. Let's take a look at this article and who wrote it. I wonder who wrote. Oh, what a shock. What a shock. With a face like that, are you surprised that Victoria Edel, this woman, you always see this like smug look on these SSRI, completely medicated, past any sense of human emotion, smug look like, we won because he died at 68, having lived a full life and had an influence on people that you will never have. We're going to get into, because this episode is going to be about the white liberal woman. And that includes the fellow whites. And you guys who watch the show know exactly who I'm talking about. The fellow whites who are white when they're advocating for white people to be stripped of basic human dignities. But suddenly when you say, well, that includes you, they go, oh, I'm not white. I'm part of this very special ethnic minority that's been persecuted forever. So you can't apply the rules to us. This is what Victoria Edel looks like. And is it any surprise that she would write an article instead of honoring this great man's contributions, talking about how he is a disgraced creator? He's disgraced. We're going to talk. Let's look at why they think Scott Adams is disgraced. Let's go ahead and take a look.
So if you know, nearly half of all blacks are not okay with white people, according to this poll, not according to me, according to this poll, that's a hate group. That's a hate group. And I don't want to have anything to do with them. And I would say, you know, based on the current way things are going, the best advice I would give to white people is to get the hell away from black people. Just get the fuck away. Wherever you have to go, just get away. Because there's no fixing this. This can't be fixed. Right? This can't be fixed. You just have to escape. So that's what I did. I went to a neighborhood where, you know, I have a very low black population, because unfortunately, there's a high correlation between the density. And this is according to Don Lemon, by the way. So here I'm just quoting Don Lemon when he notes that when he lived in a mostly black neighborhood, there were a bunch of problems that he didn't see in white neighborhoods. So even Don Lemon sees a big difference in your own quality of living.
Yeah, but Don Lemon's going to say that the problems are because of white supremacy and because white people destroy black people's neighborhoods and because white people don't give them anything, and totally ignores the fact that black people will destroy whatever you give them. They've called Scott Adams a racist because he dared to say, hey, if almost half of all black people hate white people, I don't want to live around them. And 50% is a pretty high per capita ratio for me to have to guess whether this random black person I meet is part of the group or not. these people are dishonest. It's not like they know that you have a right. They know that in any rational world, it would make sense that if these people say, hey, we hate you and we want to kill you, which is proven by case after case of random, senseless black violence towards white people, that goes, yeah, I don't want to live with you. But because they need you to constantly apologize and feel this white guilt, this is enough for them to say, you don't deserve to be alive. And that's what they said with Scott. And Scott was the man. We got into a little bit because we didn't see eye to eye on a particular group. But I imagine, you know, when you're new to getting red pilled, that's the hardest pill to swallow. And it takes you a little bit of time to figure out who's behind all this. This was pretty brave of him. This is something that a lot of people still can't admit to this day.
Having said as clearly as possible that the anti-vax people seem to be the winners, I want you to hear that clearly. The anti-vax people appear to be the winners. The anti-vaxxers clearly are the winners at this point, and I think it'll probably stay that way. And I don't want to put any shade on that whatsoever. They came out the best. They have the winning position. The unvaccinated have a current advantage because they feel better. The thing they're not worrying about is what I have to worry about, which is, I wonder if that vaccination 5 years from now, because really the anti-vaxxers, I think, were really just distrustful of big companies and big government. That's never wrong. It's never wrong to distrust government. It's never wrong to distrust big companies, right? So if you just took the position, let's just distrust everything the government did, well, you won. You won. You won completely. I did not end up in the right place. Agree? You would all agree with that, right? I did not end up in the right place. The right place would be natural immunity, no vaccination. You should take victory, and I should take defeat. We can agree on that, right?
That's a big man, okay? Because a lot of people still not admitting it, and you've got all these brainwashed sheep who want to attack you. Meanwhile, by the way, let me remind you that just a few years ago, the left was anti-government, anti-big business. Remember Occupy Wall Street? Remember what they were protesting? Suddenly, though, now, they want to support the government because in their stupid little twisted minds, the government is going to take away your rights. They don't really care for those rights anyway. They've given them up. They're completely gone, zombified, dependent on the government's teeth. Right? They don't care. They want you not to have them, though, because you're not willing to just give them up willy-nilly. And if I have to give them up, even though they didn't have to, right? But if I have to give them up, but then I got to watch people who aren't giving them up, it makes me remember that, wait a second, I had that choice too. I chose not to keep my rights. And I don't want to be reminded of that. So instead, I'm going to command and demand that the government also take away your rights. And then that way I can continue to live under the illusion that this wasn't a choice at all. We all had to do it. And so this is going to loop back in to this Renee Good, who the media now wants to make their new martyr darling. And I just got to say, seriously, rest in peace, Scott Adams. We're praying for his soul. He did accept Christ at the end, and people are like, oh, it was just a wager. I don't really want to venture into that. I want to pray for him. I do believe that God is way more merciful than any of us deserve. So Scott Adams lived a good life, and he sacrificed his wealth and well-being in order to tell the truth. When Scott Adams came out in support of Trump, he lost money, he lost sponsorships, he was getting paid crazy amounts of money by Silicon Valley to come do these talks because he was so his Dilbert cartoon was so popular. And he gave all that up so he could tell the truth. That's a real one, okay? That is a real one, and we gotta honor that. And I don't wanna hear any, you know, negative talk about the guy. No, none of us are perfect. Here he is talking to Jake Taper about when he decided to come out and support.
You, because you've been a Trumpologist and also seem in many instances to have supported Donald Trump, you have experienced something of a backlash, even when it comes to speaking engagements. Is that right?
Yeah, so my speaking engagements dried up since I started talking about Trump. They went to zero. That's how many I have on the books right now. But people also came to Amazon and gave me 1-star reviews on my book and said it's because of Trump. And people said they were calling newspapers to get Dilbert kicked out of newspapers, that sort of thing. And now when I go out to try to get funding for my startup, I don't know how hard that's going to be, so my timing might be bad there. But overall, it was also the most fun year I've ever had in my life, and totally worth it. And if I could be part of letting the public see their options a little more clearly, that's good. And I would say on Veterans Day, if anybody wants to find a way to meet in the middle, donate to a veterans organization. It's the one thing everybody agrees on. And it's about time to look for some common ground now.
Rest in peace, Scott Adams. You will be missed. You were a great man. It is a rare quality for people to have that courage. And all he did was support Trump. That's it. That's it. Imagine saying the things that I say on this channel. What would have happened to him? Forget about it. Okay? And all he did was admit that black people hate you and you shouldn't live around people who hate you and they want to kill him, right? Now we've got this Renee Good, this absolute lunatic of a lefty. I mean, you guys know what this, you've seen this SSRI stare, this I have no soul left, this every thought I have has been given to me by Rachel Maddow glaze in her eyes. She decided to go down to Minnesota. She didn't live there. She moved specifically to Minnesota to protest ICE, who was there to deport the criminal Somalians who have stolen over $9 billion from the U.S. government, although we know not they didn't keep all the money. We know people in our own government were part of this, but it doesn't matter. So far as the public knows, these Somalians are engaging in criminal corruption, setting up fake daycares and fake businesses, getting government grants, taking money out of your children's mouth. And this woman, who is a mother of three, said, my duty is to protect these criminal third world primates from not being able to steal our money. That's what she did. And she saw ICE as a criminal. You got to understand how warped your brain has to be to see the very person who's there to protect you, your country, your future, the future for your children, as your enemy. That means you hate yourself. That means you hate anyone who's fighting for you and for your progeny. That means your brain has been so warped that you can't see anything clearly. It's like you're in a funhouse and everything's a distorted view and you have no idea. You think you're actually seeing reality. So this is who the person that the left has chosen to make their hero. Now, if you have any family on the left, first of all, I'm praying for you. I am. I'm truly praying for God to open the eyes of any remaining people who have anything worth saving in their souls, who are still so misled by these awful demons who get on the news every night and tell your people what to think, okay? There's a lot of people online who say these horrible things like, oh, if you're still a leftist, you deserve what you get. And if you took the vaccine, you deserve to die. And it's like, this isn't helpful, guys. You have to understand the mega levels of brainwashing and propaganda that these people have been subject to. Even Miss Renee Good, who I'm not even making excuses for, and I'm not up there being like, oh, this poor woman. It's like, it is in a way, it's this poor woman. This poor woman's been so psyoped, she became a lesbian. Don't tell me, oh, people are born lesbians. Some guys might be born gay. No women are born lesbians, okay? It takes a whole lot of trauma and feminist propaganda telling them to hate men day in and day out for them to finally be like, you know what? I prefer a twat. Cut it out. Okay, I'm a woman. You got to have a bit of compassion and you got to remember that there's a lot of people who are hurting because their family members have been taken from them in one way or another. Whether it's because they were psyoped enough to take this effing clot shot and it gave them turbo cancer, or they've been so psyoped that they won't even talk to their family.
The idea that they could not be a part of my life at all became something that seemed possible.
So did you reach a point where you felt if I don't comply, then they don't love me unless I'm complying?
That's right. Yeah, I would say I'm not accepted unless I'm complying.
It's pretty horrible. A lot of people still love these people. They remember who they are. They remember what they are to them, and they've been taken from them by a complete psyop. This is exactly what happened in communism. This is what happened in Russia. You had parents turning in their children to the state. Do you understand what kind of psychosis you have to have? Humans for thousands of years willing to die and kill for their children are turning them into the state because they don't have the right vocabulary around a subject. They dare to have wrong think. That's sad. We should all be grieving. Nobody's a winner. Even, you got to get this, even if the right wins, even if we win and we get our nation back and we get our country back and we get people back, it was a huge cost and sacrifice that has happened because people have lost people they love. And those people they love no longer even exist. And it's worse because it's not like they just died. They're still in body. They're hurting themselves through this ideology. So saying this stuff, it's not really helpful. Okay. It doesn't mean we have to allow these people to keep doing this. It's not compassionate to be like, oh, I love this person, so I'm not going to correct them. No. True compassion, true love is you correct people when they are on the wrong path. You take the slings and arrows that they're going to fire at you because you have wrong think. That's true compassion. Fake compassion is being like, I respect whatever identity you have. Here's a knife so you can chop off your penis because I love you. That's fake. That's easy. That's bullshit. Let's remember to like, comment, and subscribe, folks. I can use all the help I can get boosting my channel. You may have noticed that you get special commercials when you watch my videos warning you against certain wrong think and having the wrong feelings. So you know they've got my channel pegged. It'd be very, very helpful if you guys could go ahead, like, comment, subscribe, and share content that you find compelling. You can also sign up on my website, sign up for my newsletter so you can stay in touch. This is my backup plan for when the censorship comes down, which could happen, right? We really have no way of knowing. So you can go ahead and register directly on my website at leonardaisfunny.com. I have an account, obviously my own account, that's why it says account. But if you click here and you go account, register, you can sign up for my newsletter. You can also sign up for a premium membership, which gets you exclusive behind the scenes premium content. And last but not least, let's not forget to support our sponsor, AntelopeHillPublishing.com. Publishing the kinds of books you cannot find anywhere else. Frankly, folks, I really encourage you guys to have digital copies of these books because they have already burned tremendous amounts of books. I don't know what happened at the Library of Alexandria. I'm a conspiracy theorist, so I think maybe they burned books about Tartaria there. Who knows? But all I know is with physical, tangible copies, they can't go in and rewrite them and take out paragraphs and tell you nothing was ever there. So Antelope Hill Publishing has the kind of books that you are going to want to have copies to pass on to your descendants so that you remind them, there's a reason mommy and daddy are racist. Here it is. Don't forget to use my promo code Leo for 10% off. So let's look at the way the news is covering Renee Good. And then we're going to actually look at the video so you can see just how much these people are lying to you.
Screaming at her to move, move, move. And then they approached her vehicle aggressively, tried to open her door. And then that's when she got spooked and she reversed her vehicle to turn her wheels to try to escape. And that's when an ICE agent stepped in front of her vehicle and said, stop. And then, I mean, she was already moving. And then point blank shot her through her windshield in the face.
So this is why you can show your parents or anybody who's on the left this video and they still won't be able to correctly interpret what they're seeing because CNN has already told them what this video means. You understand? This is like epic level brainwashing. This is spell casting in a way that the wizards of, you know, whatever forest in the Middle Ages could never have dreamed of, that you can literally have counter evidence. But because someone has already told you what to think about it, you can't see it. So they intentionally did some blurring there so as to make it more likely that her story was correct. But let's go ahead and take a look at the actual video and see what actually happened.
again. He didn't step in front of the car as if, like, step in front of the car as it was moving forward. The car is backing up and he's standing there. They have every right. They're closing the road or whatever they're doing. They have every right to have that person stop. And again,
So we see that, right? And I'm going to play you guys a different angle, right? There's her wheels. Her wheels right now, if she were to drive straight, she might hit him a little bit from the side, right? She can go to the left here. I don't know if you guys can see my cursor, okay? But she goes, there's the ICE agent that ends up shooting her right here, this guy right in front of her car, not the one on the side, okay? So she turns her wheels, she reverses and turns her wheels towards the agent and then goes forward. Her wheels are not turned to the right. It's not turned to the driver's right where that would make sense. She's trying to escape him. Her wheels are directly pointed at him. She wants to run him over, okay? And only once the agent shoots her does she try to go ahead and get away there. There he goes. See that? He clearly gets hit. She is not escaping. There he is, he's telling her to stop. What does she do? She rams, that's not her trying to get away. That's her trying to kill an ICE agent because these people are vicious and they think they are doing the right thing. Let's go take a look at who Renee Good is. How about that? She is a criminal ex-convict and reports say she put cigarettes out on her children, which is why she lost custody of her first two children that she had with her first husband. And she has custody of her third kid, and I think that kid's father was dead, I think. So she was living with her lesbian lover and they had the third kid. So now this is a thing, this is a common thing that people don't understand, right? We were so successfully PSYOP during the time that they wanted to make gay marriage legal. And I believe that Britney Spears had a role in that, because if you guys remember, Britney Spears got married and divorced. I forgot who it was. Was it Kevin Ferdinand? Whatever. And people were like, oh, you want to protect the sanctity of marriage? You want to protect the sanctity of marriage? Look at how, like, sanct marriage is. Look at how sacred marriage is when your heterosexual couples are getting married and getting divorced right away, right? And that was the argument they used to be like, so since even heterosexuals don't even think marriage is sacred, let the homos get married, right? They love each other just the way you love your wife. They love each other. And they didn't stop to tell you that homos just like to bang each other in the ass as much as possible. And even once they get married, it's not like they just bang one guy in the ass forever, which, by the way, I don't know how that's love, that you're helping somebody destroy their anal sphincter, but whatever. They keep banging multiple dudes. There's no chastity, there's no like loyalty, there's no commitment, there's no fidelity. It's dudes banging each other in the ass. And with lesbians, it's two women who are angry at men, so then they find one woman to be the woman and another one to be the man, and what do you know, the one that's the man takes on the role of beating the shit out of the other one. And often the feminine one will have kids from some other relationship, and the new one will take the role of the stepdad and beating the crap out of those kids. So they never want to disclose the ugly stuff. Gay dudes like to adopt sons for some reason. And you know who the left wants to protect? The feminist left, the we love women left. A bunch of third world Somalians who wrap their women in burqas. Suddenly, it's not oppression for a man to tell you how to dress. And like to do circumcision on their young daughters so that they don't enjoy sex and become whores. Yeah, this is who the left is protecting because they're retarded. Now, here's something that you won't hear about on the news. One of the first women to be killed by a police in Minneapolis was a white woman who was killed by a Somali cop. Now, it gets a little bit interesting because the white woman was calling to report a rape from a Somali, and another Somali shows up and shoots her. No explanation. Probably what was happening is he was helping his fellow Somali get away with the crime. Because even though white people want to think It's a meritocracy and everybody can become an American. Third worlders don't believe that. They believe in tribal identity and protecting one's own because you are the enemy and they're going to dance on your grave. And they don't realize that they're going to destroy the very system that they need because, once again, they're third worlders. They don't have higher level analytical thinking processes. The woman's name was Justine Diamond, and she was killed by a Somali officer who was convicted of murder. And then that was overturned by, that conviction was overturned by the Minnesota Supreme Court. I wonder who was on that Supreme Court. And he only served a few years. Yeah, this light bulb held mother effer got to kill one of our own. This is what you get. She was reporting the possible assault of a woman in an alley behind her house. So she called to report the possible assault of a woman in an alley behind her house. And then the Somali cop kills her. Now, if you guys remember, in 2016, there was a manslaughter trial for Philando Castile, a black guy who was shot by a white cop in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. And you know you heard about it because it was a black guy who was shot by a white cop. But nobody really heard about this white woman who was killed by a black cop because it didn't fit the narrative and the agenda of total destruction. He was charged for second degree and third degree murder and second degree manslaughter. He claimed self-defense. Why would a woman who's reporting the assault of another woman attack the cop who's showing up to answer her call? Yeah, it doesn't make sense because he's Somalian and he just said, just say she was trying to attack me. And he doesn't really understand that when white cops say they are defending themselves against a black guy with a gun, that there's evidence to support that. And his charges were overturned and he was only sentenced to 4 3/4 years in prison and got credit for time served and was released on June 22nd, 2022. And he's still in this country. Thank God. You know, pretty soon people are going to get tired of this injustice and start meting out justice in their hands. You might think, well, okay, all right, they hated Scott Adams because he said, stay the F away from black people, but they must all love Renee Good, right? Because she sacrificed herself for them. Oh, dear ones, here, let's go ahead and take a look at what they have to say about Renee Good being killed, huh?
Nobody forgetting Renee Good! She has achieved the highest honor a white person can achieve! Race traitor!
They're applauding because Renee Good betrayed her race. By the way, white people, that is the highest order, lefties, the highest honor you can achieve. This was always where it was heading, getting you to hate yourself, hate your own people, and then you'll be celebrated for betraying your people. But you won't be celebrated too much because at the end of the day, they're still going to remind everyone that you're white and you don't deserve much celebration.
Yeah, say her name is for black people. That was because y'all were not doing the things that y'all were supposed to do to cover these stories. Injustice was being served. So we were saying, say her name so you know exactly who it was. This was a person, this was a human. Now, this does not apply to this situation in Minnesota. This is not a say her name situation. Injustice, absolutely. Say her name, negative, partner, negative. And I almost feel compelled to also say, when we were saying to say her name, the masses, that were not people of color, more specifically black people, were not, y'all were not saying the name.
Yes, they were. We all heard about it. Trayvon Martin, Breonna Taylor, George Floyd. Yeah, all we did was hear the names. You know what we didn't hear about? The criminal records that every single one of those people had, the violent activities they were engaged in when they got shot.
Solidarity out of nowhere is crazy to me. However, like, rest in peace to that woman. This is crazy, but say her name is for black people.
We should always speak the names of victims regardless of who they are. Say Her Name is a movement started by black women for black women specifically.
Oh, yes. Thank you to the white liberal cuck who came here wearing the glasses of his girlfriend who's currently being rammed in the bedroom by her bull. He's going to signal to everyone, I'm one of the good ones. You know why? Because he doesn't have the capacity to actually fight. So rather than take a potential loss, he wants to signal with the enemy, I'm with you, please don't kill me with them. because he thinks that the white side is a losing side. If he thought the white side was the winning side, he would be signaling to white people that I'm on your side. These people are a liability. So there is a mass culling that's going on.
It's not appropriate to use in regards to Renee Good.
Hi, good morning. What happened to Renee Nicole Good is so important, and we absolutely need to be talking about that. She deserves a hashtag and everything. It should not be Say Her Name. Say Her Name is reserved for Black women. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Say Her Name is for Black women.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's for Black women. Yep. And maybe if you had fought harder.
You guys see the physiognomy of the kind of white woman that's going to do this? Very ugly. No, nothing special about them. Midwittery. They can never rise to the top in whiteness for their own accomplishments. So they're going to go over to the Black side where it's easier to get some attention because you're a white person who's betraying your own people.
So we will not be using Say Her Name in this situation because it's kind of our fault. How's that? Huh. It's our fault.
Say Her Name, Chance, was created by Black people for a Black woman by the name of Sandra Bland. Okay?
That's the only reason it is for people who don't care.
Specifically was heard. I was an organizer who were also being, they were not ignored. Hence, people was concerned for white women.
Yeah. So even in death, your martyrdom will mean nothing. They would piss on her if they could. They'll be like, yeah, thanks for that, but we hate you still because of the color of your skin. Because we're actually genuinely thoroughly racist. We hate people because of what they look like, even though we sit here and cry about how you do it to us when you're really judging us for our behavior. Here's another one. Last one.
I'm just walking around kind of just dazed because I was like, I don't know if it's the right thing to do. It feels kind of wrong being here in some way. I don't know why.
Why do you think?
I don't know. Like, where that stems from. Part of it is being like a white woman that I'm privileged and I have a lot of privilege. So I feel like white tears are not always something that's helpful or necessary when Black and brown people have been experiencing this for a long time. Mm-hmm. This isn't new for them. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know if that makes any sense.
So she doesn't know why she feels this way. Because she hasn't bothered to examine a single one of her thoughts. She hasn't bothered to examine where this feeling came from. Because if she did, she would trace it back and have to go through her thinking process and realize that she feels this way completely irrationally. That she actually feels this way because she's afraid that if she doesn't signal to the surrounding hordes that she hates herself, that she understands her privilege, that she will be brutally murdered for daring to be white. That's the truth, but she dares not think that because that presents her as a coward rather than this high virtuous citizen who can give up their privilege. You understand now, folks? These people have no real moral virtues. And they want them. They want to feel good about themselves, but they don't want to do any of the things that are required to do. It's like when a fat girl posts a picture of herself in a very tight outfit where you can clearly see her Winnie the Pooh belly and her lumpy ass, and she demands that you say she's beautiful. She wants to feel the way the women that are actually beautiful feel, right? You see a very good-looking woman who's in shape, who's taking care of her body, wearing a nice dress. She posts a picture. She feels beautiful. She gets all these accolades. She's earned them. Now, Fatty McGee over here just wants the accolades. She thinks that the reason the beautiful woman feels good about herself is because all these people are telling her that she's beautiful. She doesn't realize that the beautiful woman feels good about herself because she has done things to feel good about herself. And she's been gifted by God and by nature with beauty because that is something that we cannot control. Fatty McGee knows that she might lose weight and still be ugly. That's horrifying. At least if I'm fat, I can think that I'd be so beautiful if I wasn't. And in the meantime, I'm going to demand that you tell me I'm beautiful because it's when you tell me I'm beautiful that I'm going to feel it. And Fatty McGee still doesn't feel that way. Even with all the people saying, God, you're so beautiful. Even with all the other ugly women in the chat telling her how brave and bold she is, she doesn't feel it because she's not have done any of the things that would make her feel it. And she can't reconcile this. So she looks for an explanation. Why don't I feel it? One brave white man, brave enough to tell her, you're disgusting. That's why. It's the one person who didn't affirm my delusion. That's why I don't feel it. We must crush him. If I can crush all the people who are willing to tell the truth, then the truth will no longer exist. And this is, in fact, the truth behind the horrible mind virus that has infected half our country and is making its way around the world. They want to kill you not because you're wrong, not because you're hateful, not because you've done anything, but simply because you are a reflection of the truth. And they believe that if they can destroy the reflection, they can destroy the truth as well. Fortunately for us, it doesn't work that way. And God is on our side. Signing off.